This is 1320 WILS. You know, your posture is so important. It can affect your health. It can actually affect how you look. By having an inappropriate posture, you can actually end up looking like your midsection is 2 inches wider. Let's talk about your back and how you stand. Dr. Steven Weiniger joins us. He's a posture expert who's trained thousands of doctors, therapists, and trainers. Bodyzone.com is the website to find Dr. Weiniger. Also, his book, Stand Taller, Live Longer. Dr. Weiniger, great having you here.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Yeah, and this, you know, we talked before, and we even got into the, you know, this this back joy thing that I sit on when I'm broadcasting. You mentioned that also. And, you know, I was going to say that, you know, I don't have back issues. I'm known to knock on wood, but I grew up, my mom had scoliosis, so I saw what it looked like when you had back pain. And to me, it looked like the most debilitating thing ever. Of all the kinds of pains you can have, a back pain would just essentially knock you down. What drew you into this world also?
Well, it's funny because I started as a chiropractor, and I've taken care of thousands of people as a doctor of chiropractic. And one of my frustrations was that people came to see me with horrible pain. I mean, I've had people that have been, that were carried in on the back of a door that they took off a hinge to get them in office, and they've walked out. I've had amazing results, but I've had a lot of people that I've helped, and they've stayed helped, but a lot of people that had the same problem coming back again and again. And that's why we started looking at posture, because when you look at posture, many problems that people are suffering from are being created by what they're doing with their habits every single day.
So what does that mean? If someone is in that much pain where they bring the person in on a door, and you're able to have them walk out, so it's not some kind of major physical problem. There's something there that you can simply adjust and help the pain go away?
Absolutely. Chiropractors are doing that all over the world. I mean, that the reason why chiropractic has become such a large, popular profession, despite some of the problems that have gone on, is because at the end of the day, patients love the chiropractor.
So are you saying most of the time the pain in the back is simply we're somehow pinching things, or just nerves are being hurt in some way, just a quick adjustment, you're done, you're good to go?
Yes and no, in the order. Most back pain that people suffer from is classically called non-specific low back pain. Most back pain is not from a herniated disc or a ruptured disc or a tumor or something like that. It's from biomechanics. Mm-hmm. And that being said, chiropractors have helped many people with that kind of problem. However, once you've trained your body to be moving in a way that is bent or twisted, it may not be a fast fix to keep it working well, because you've trained your body to be that way. So and that becomes very profound.
You've trained your body to be that way. So what does that mean in terms of what your muscles are structured a certain way? Or how do you explain that?
Your posture, theoretically, you should be able to back up so that your heels, your buttocks, your shoulders, and your head are touching the wall when you're looking straight ahead without looking up. Most people in our society can't do that because their head has gone forward of their torso. The muscles in front have gotten shorter. The muscles in back have gotten longer. So the reason for that is we spend so much time sitting, typing, and texting.
They physically cannot move their neck back fully. That's pretty incredible.
In fact, if you have back problems, if you've had a history of back problems, you can touch your head to the wall, but not without making your head go way looking up in the air, not standing straight and relaxed where you can just back up. Many people can when they're younger. People in their 50s and 60s very, very commonly can.
Talking to Dr. Steven Weiniger. The website is bodyzone.com, and his book is Stand Taller, Live Longer. So in terms of posture, I'll tell you, look, my problem is this. I don't exercise. I'm not heavy, but I'm not strong. You know, I've exercised at points in my life, but I know that this core, right? This core, as they call it, it's not there for me. Can you still maintain a good posture without that, or is that absolutely essential?
A strong core is essential for strong posture, but it becomes a two-way street. By strengthening your posture, you're strengthening your core as well. and many people that believe they have a strong core are incorrect. We train posture therapists and CPAPs around the country, and many times people are trainers that think that they're working the core correctly, but when you make them focus on the deep, tiny muscles of the core, they find they find that they weren't.
So you're saying doing crunches, that does not strengthen, that's not...
Crunches are way overrated. A really nice, strong core exercise that also works balance, that would be good from your point of view. Trying to stand up straight with your hand barely touching a wall and really focus on that standing straight and lifting one leg so the knee is parallel to the ground. And the way you can tell if your knee is parallel, take a pencil and put it on your thigh. And if the pencil rolls away from you, then your thighs are not parallel.
So you just hold your leg up that way?
Just hold your leg up and keep it there without breathing slowly for 5 slow breaths. Because in order to do that standing straight, you're going to have to be engaging your core. And that'll help you to find some of the muscles that you're otherwise not really finding.
Go ahead.
Another really good core exercise are planks or hovers, where you're lying on your stomach and you put your elbows on the ground like you're about to do a push-up, but instead of hands, the elbows on the ground, and you have your toes in the ground.
You just hold your body up. So it's really not repetitive. It's not repetitive motions. You're saying it's more of these positions holding. It sounds like yoga, essentially. Is that what we're talking about?
Yoga works core muscles really well. The problem with crunches, a lot of times people will use the hip flexors to bend the body instead of the ab. And slower exercises that you can focus on help you to find the muscles that you're otherwise figuring out how to skip because you want to be stronger rather than to engage the core.
Okay, tell me this then. If you have bad posture, and like you said, you talk about the muscles, some get shortened, right, and you're kind of leaning forward somehow. Are you able to stretch the muscles and reverse all of that? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, a good way to stretch the hip flexors, because it's from that hover exercise, laying on the ground, but letting your belly fall to the floor so that your thighs and pelvis are on the floor, but doing kind of a push-up, what we call girly push-ups when we're back in school, but you're not going up and down, just trying to gently stretch to lift your torso and your head off of the floor, letting the pelvis and your legs stay on the floor.
Yeah. So not exercising, is that like one of the worst things you can do for your back? Or?
Not exercising is one of the worst things you can do for your back and one of the best things you can do to keep a chiropractor busy or CPAP.
What's your routine? How do you keep your back in shape?
Personally, I do strong posture exercises using an exercise ball. In fact, right now as we speak, I'm sitting on an exercise ball. And the strong posture exercises that we teach people how to use that ball to move the body with the core in 3 dimensions. And that's what CPEP, Certified Posture Exercise Professionals, teach people how to do, doing strong posture exercises.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are the big rubber balls. You just sit on them, right? And just by sitting on them, that in itself engages certain muscles?
Absolutely, because if you think about it, if you're sitting on the ball, if you're not using muscles, you're going to fall off the ball.
Although I have to admit, I've sat on those balls. I find myself slouching on them. Is that uncommon?
It happens, and that's one reason why you want to be incorporating a strong posture exercise program or some other posture exercise program, something like yoga, so that you know what feeling strong feels like. Because if your back is weak, you are going to tend to slouch, especially the first time you use it.
So it's almost like a reflex. You need to train your muscles to reflexively kind of set to a certain position?
Exactly. That's precisely what it is. You want to train a new reflex because you can't think about your posture all the time. You're not going to. But you want to choose habits during the day that reinforce it. You want to have a good environment. I have a stand-up desk that goes up and down.
Yeah, so you can stand up. It makes sense. So suddenly when you're slouching, you actually suddenly feel uncomfortable in a sense.
The thing is, by the time you feel uncomfortable from slouching, you've already been doing it for a long time. Your body's been changing. That's the point I made at the beginning. The body is trained to be flexed.
It's Dr. Steven Weiniger. Find him online, bodyzone.com. Learn a lot from his book, too, Stand Taller, Live Longer. Dr. Weiniger, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.